In this lesson, we talk about something which is a major source of confusion. I cleaned my shoes versus I have cleaned my shoes. I ate 2 samosas versus I have eaten 2 samosas. What is the difference? I have read this newspaper versus I read the newspaper. Now, when you are saying I ate 2 samosas or I cleaned my shoes or I read the newspaper or I wrote the letter or I talked to the principal, what you are essentially saying is that I did this work and we are just making a mention of that action. I did this work and this action was completed, period. When you say I have talked to the principal, I have eaten 2 samosas, I have cleaned my shoes, then you are connecting it to something in the present. So for example, I went to the college, I talked to the principal, I came back. This is a list of the actions that I did. Whereas, I have talked to the principal and he has agreed that he would look into the matter. So when you say you have talked to the principal, you are saying that you did talk to the principal and the action of talking to the principal is connected to something in the present. Similarly, I cleaned my shoes means I cleaned my shoes and that's the end of the story. While when I say I have cleaned my shoes means I have cleaned my shoes and they are clean and I am ready to go out. So when you are speaking, when you are using the language, you may require to give a list of actions which happened in the past, like I went to the college, I talked to the principal, I came back. Or you may require to talk about a past action and talk about its impact on the present. So I have talked to the principal and he's ready to listen to you. Let's take some more examples. I went to bed at 8 o'clock. That is just an item on the list. I have gone to the bed means I have gone to the bed and I am not ready to take any calls now. I closed the door. Again, an item on the list. I have closed the door means I have closed the door and now there is no risk of a thief getting in. I fell down. Again, an item on the list. While I have fallen down means I have fallen down and I have gotten injured and maybe I need some help to get up. So, when we use simple past, we are just making a mention of an action. We are just saying, okay, this happened. End of the story. When I'm using present perfect, like when I'm using has or have plus verb third form, then I'm talking about an action in the past and I'm connecting it to the present. So these are two very, very clear, very, very distinct applications. I read the book means I completed reading the book. End of the story. I have read this book. So I have read this book and you can take it now. I saw the movie means I saw the movie, end of the story. I have seen the movie means I have seen the movie and I remember the dialogues. I ate my breakfast. Again, an item on the list. I ate my breakfast, end of the story. I have eaten my breakfast. So, I will not eat another breakfast. So, just to reinforce, simple past. Verb second form, read, ate, drank, sang is used when we are talking about an action which happened and we are leaving it there. It is just an item on the list or it is just a mention. Well, when we are talking of a past action and we are connecting it to the present, we use has or have plus verb third form. We use present perfect tense. Let's close using some more examples. I drove the car on the hills. I have driven the car on the hills. I repaired the fan. I have repaired the fan. I closed the door. I have closed the door. I bought a new car. I have bought a new car.